And that's where we'll say goodbye and thank you to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Wednesday, the 1st of January. Happy New Year. In a minute, we'll hear the first shipping bulletin of 2025, a significant year as it's the centenary of the shipping forecast being broadcast on the BBC. We'll be celebrating what we call the ships throughout the day. We'll have some wonderful programmes. Paddy O'Connell will bring us his beginner's guide at 9 a.m. We'll hear personal stories about sailing by, the piece of music played every night before the forecast in soul music. That's at 9:30. Some of my colleagues have travelled to some of the sea areas mentioned every day in the forecast to meet those who live and work there. And that's starting at 11 o'clock this morning. Chris Fawkes will have the shipping bulletin after this.
From BBC Radio 4, this is What Seriously? I'm Dara O'Brien.
And I'm Izzy Sutty. And in our new series, we're bringing you short stories and tall tales.
Tortoises were valued for their endurance and resistance to radiation. These heroes in a half shell became the first Earth creatures to fly round the moon.
What Seriously? Is packed with real-life strange but true stories and provide you with excellent social ammo to impress your friends.
The twist is we don't know how each story unfolds and we'll have to figure it out one fragment at a time with our special guests who each have a mysterious connection to the tale.
Join us for What Seriously?
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Starts on Saturday night at 11.
Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 1st of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low North Utsira 986 moving steadily away east. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers. Good occasionally poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Rain or sleet, then snow showers. Good occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southwest veering north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain then snow showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. German Bight. Southwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 5 to 7. Rain then showers. Poor, becoming good. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight. Southwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, then veering north 4 or 5 later. Rain and drizzle, showers later. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, showers later. Moderate or poor, becoming good later. Northwest Biscay. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly 3 to 5 later. Rain later, good becoming poor later. Southeast Biscay. Southeast Fitzroy. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Mainly fair, good occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Fair then rain, good becoming poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north 4 to 6. Occasional rain then showers, moderate or poor becoming good. Irish Sea. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain at first, good occasionally poor at first. Shannon. Northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 5 to 7. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later in Bailey. Squally snow showers, good occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Northerly 6 to gale 8, backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Squally snow showers, good occasionally poor, light icing. And the weather reports in the coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. North by east 5, 19 miles, 992, now rising. Stornoway. Northeast 6, 7 miles, 996, rising slowly. Lerwick. North-northeast 6, rain. 14 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 5, rain. 13 miles, 992, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 2, 997, falling quickly. Sandesi Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 9, 2 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1015. Jersey, southwest by south 5, 8 miles, 1018 falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 7, 2 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, southwest 8, 5 miles, 1010 falling quickly. Valentia, west by north 4, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1005 rising slowly. Stornoway, Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, slight rain, 12 miles, 997 falling. Malin Head, west northwest 6, slight showers, 5 miles, 993 now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. During New Year's Day, an Arctic air mass over Scotland will move southwards. Strong winds and gales will cover all waters, with severe gales affecting the English Channel at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 to 7. Occasional sleet, then squally snow showers. Moderate becoming good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic at first in south, otherwise northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing northwest later. Occasional rain, then snow showers, squally in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, veering northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing northwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 to 6. Rain at times, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering westerly 4 or 5, then veering northerly or northwesterly later. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, fair later, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in east, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, fair later, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Lyme Regis to Land End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, then veering north later. Mainly fair, then rain, showers later. Good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 5 or 6, then veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 7 or gale 8 at first near St. David's Head, otherwise west or northwest 5 or 6, veering north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, becoming wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering north later, then decreasing 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, becoming wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. West or southwest 5 or 6, veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. West or northwest, veering north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, then snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, then snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, then snow showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath. Northeast, backing north, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Occasional sleet, then squally snow showers. Moderate, becoming good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Northeast, backing north, 7 or gale 8, occasionally 6 at first. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes' time, but for now, it's back to Tom.
Thank you, Chris. This is Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 1st of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. Households face a further rise in energy bills today. The UK has rung in the new year, with London showcasing the largest fireworks display in Europe. And in sport, Arsenal can close the gap on the Premier League leaders Liverpool with a victory against Brentford today. The price of gas and electricity will rise for the majority of British households from today. The price cap for those on a standard variable tariff is going up by 1.2% until March. That means a typical dual fuel bill will now cost £1,738 a year. Our cost of living correspondent Coletta Smith reports.
About 26 million homes in England, Scotland and Wales on a standard variable tariff face a change in their energy costs as the regulator reviews the amount companies can charge. Due to wholesale gas and electricity price rises, a typical bill will go up by £21 a year, dependent on usage. Costs are significantly lower than the peak 2 years ago, but without any direct government top-ups for most households, many may find the payments tricky. A record £3.8 billion was already owed to energy companies this autumn.
A group of MPs is calling for changes to the compensation scheme for victims of the Post Office Horizon IT scandal, saying the process is far too slow. The Business and Trade Select Committee says more than 70% of the redress funds have yet to be paid out. Its chairman, Liam Byrne, says lawyers are benefiting, while those hit by the country's biggest miscarriage of justice are not.
We think the redress scheme needs a reboot. The Post Office needs taking out of the process altogether. There needs to be upfront legal advice for victims so that they can get the claims absolutely right. And then we think there needs to be hard deadlines on the government for turning those claims around and frankly putting the checks in the post. And there should be financial penalties if the government takes too long.
The government says it's working tirelessly to speed payments up. People across the UK have been celebrating the start of 2025. Bad weather curtailed new